This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
You should feel like James Brown if you are a conservative. Yeah! I feel good. I knew that I wouldn't. Welcome, everybody. Kevin James Brown Jackson here. And I do feel good. I hope you feel good. By the way, it was National Coming Out Day the other day. Did you come out? Did you come out as a warrior? See, you're thinking you should come out as gay. National Coming Out Day does not mean you got to profess your gayety. If you do, congratulations. I happen to not be gay. I am very heterosexual, all male, and in fact, toxically masculine, and I'm proudly so, as many people who've seen my speeches know. So yeah, National Coming Out Day. And I said, this is a day we need to usurp as conservatives and say, hey, are you ready to come out as a conservative, Republican, pro-American, non-woo-flu vaxxer, and a host of other things? Because you should be. I'm glad you guys are with me. Kevin Jackson is who you're listening to, the KevinJacksonNetwork.com, 844-551-8255. I saw the top five stories on Politico, because I went over to read about the demise of Joe Biden, and we talked about it in the previous hour. They called it the Joe Biden slide, and they're not talking about a presentation. They mean slide down the ramp into obscurity. And I don't need to tell you that Joe Biden never was high. So if he's sliding, he's not sliding that far down. So just understand that the guy that they claim got 81 million votes and didn't, a slide of their own creations, a drastic slide, a slide from 81 million supporters, people who supposedly voted for him, down to what? See, if they just told the truth, well, if they told the truth, he wouldn't be president. But even if they were to say, okay, we know we cheated, but let's tell you what he really got. He only got 60 million votes. He was only at 42% popularity, and he's dropped to 37. You could go, well, okay, there you go. But they can't do that. He got 81 million votes. He's the most popular dude to ever be president, right? Except he wasn't. And you know it. They know it. But now he's on a slide. And that slide continues week after week. I talked about it earlier. Since June something, it's been a continual slide. And what they did is, here's the worst part about it. They beefed him up. Oh, Joe Biden's at 56% approval. Since when? That would mean well over half the country believed in Joe Biden. That is a fallacy. It is a statistical impossibility. Just like him being more popular than Baby Black Jesus in 2008 is a statistical impossibility. Joe Biden in his entire lifetime has never been more popular than Barack Obama in 2008. It's not possible. Oh, it's a hatred of Trump. Not possible. Another fallacy. Another made-up fake news narrative, just like all the other things the left makes up. So come on out, warriors. It was National Coming Out Day. Are you ready to profess that you're in the fight? That you aren't going to get the vax? That you're going to tell the government to kiss your buttocks when it comes to you losing your freedoms and your liberty? There will be no more lockdowns. Let me tell you something. You're not the only one. Regular leftists want to go back to, here it comes, here's the dirty word, don't tell anybody I said it. They want to go back to normal. Yeah, normal. So, Democrats are revolting. Housewives, suburban housewives, former people who voted for Biden are saying, I will never vote for this guy again. Let me tell you something, Dominion. Is this thing on? You can't save him in 2024. Oh, Kevin, it's a long time between now and then. Tell me what you think will improve. What do you think is going to improve? think the economy is going to improve? You think Wu flu stats are going to improve? You think, I mean, what's going to improve? Are they taking us down to such a level that by 2024 we forget where it was and we go, okay, let's up for four more years of dementia, of political dementia? Let me give you the top five things on Politico's site when I went to look for this article. One, the president's decline is alarming. Biden trapped in coronavirus malaise. That's what I talked about in the previous hour. Two, Dems thought giving voters cash was the key to success. So what happened? Number three, Dems sweat size of Biden agenda with crucial midterms looming. Four, the Democrats' privileged college kid problem. Five, hiding the ball. Hunter Biden complicates White House anti-corruption push. Now, as I told you before, and I've said many, many times, it's tough to build a strategy when the action items in the strategy are contradictory. So you can't say I'm fighting corruption as you let your son gallivant around the world making deals for the big guy. And you try to just ignore it, which is what Biden did the other day. They said, what do you think about this corruption stuff? And you go, you're still talking about that? Or he said something stupid. He's going to get asked this stuff every day. And let me tell you, they'll circle back again on the anniversary of Afghanistan, and we'll remind ourselves that Americans were left behind. And they're not going to keep these stories under wraps. You think the economy can improve when you can't keep pumping trillions of dollars into it and you don't know how to create jobs? Oh, and there is this other little problem. Joe Biden doesn't want people to work. So there's no incentive to go back to work. See, you got a problem when you need the tax base to support the people who don't want to work, but you can't get enough workers to work to support the tax base to pay for the people who don't want to work. I keep going back to the strategy. See, I'm a strategist. I look at ways to win, and it should be a win-win. And if you're really developing a good strategy, if you're going against a problem, you take the problem and you make the problem part of the strategy to where whatever you do is always attacking the problem. Always. Even when the problem fights back, it loses because the way you frame the argument, the way you frame the strategy, there's no way for the argument to win. And it's easy to do. I don't know why Republicans can't do it. Oh, black people vote Democrat. So you're voting for the people that used to hang your people. See, I would use that against them. In CRT, I'd say, yeah, they want you stupid. Remember, they didn't want to educate you back in the day. Republicans were the ones who set up the Freedmen's Bureau. Republicans were the ones who set up the HBCU so blacks could at least go exclusively to black colleges and universities, etc. See, it's easy to form these strategies from our side. We'll be back. Keep it here.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
If you have recurring prescription costs that are hundreds of dollars a month, I'm about to do you a huge favor. We have an A-plus rated Better Business Bureau partner who is a personal friend of mine. He got my father-in-law hundreds of dollars of reductions in his ongoing medical costs for prescription drugs. That number has gone from $210 a month to over $700 a month, and my father-in-law only pays a $60 fee for those meds. Never pay full price for your prescription meds again, folks. You deserve to save this money, and this service really works. Visit thekevinjacksonnetwork.com/kevperks. Next, submit the free form, and Jeff's team will call you and get you help. You can also call for more information, 800-678-5013. That number again is 800-678-5013. So start saving that money right away. Put it back in your bank account and tell a few friends. They'll be happy you did.
Life insurance is one of those things that just about everybody needs, but few people actually have. Hey, if you die unexpectedly without life insurance, guess what? You'll leave your family with even a bigger mess. Life insurance will help replace your family's income. It'll help cover burial expenses. Life insurance can even help pay off debt like credit cards and medical bills. Life insurance can even pay for college. And if you own a business and you die, life insurance can help your business from collapsing. It can even help cover estate taxes. Life insurance has never been more affordable and needed. Plus, you can always shop around even if you have a plan and save some money. So call the Life Insurance Quote Line right now for free pricing information.
800-908-8216. 800-908-8216. 800-908-8216. That's 800-908-8216.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Super Tea helps build the red corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R-T-T-E-A.com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
One in three adults has prediabetes. One in three. That means it could be you, your football buddy. Your football buddy. Or you, your best man. Your worst man. You, your dog walker. Your cat jogger. While one in three adults has prediabetes, with early diagnosis, prediabetes can be reversed. Take the risk test at doihaveprediabetes.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and its prediabetes awareness partners.
We've entered a time where sky truly is the limit and opportunity awaits. The Internet has become a platform of everyone's worldwide communications. Billionaires building businesses on platforms that didn't even exist a generation ago. But in the sea of noise, how can the voice of your business be heard? The secret is over 100 years old. Radio, 228% more effective than TV. That's 228% more effective than television. Brick and mortar and cyber businesses alike have found radio to be the most effective for building a brand and delivering customers. Learn the secrets of radio advertising by calling 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
And it didn't cost us a dime.
I want to be crystal clear. The KevinJacksonNetwork.com is not news. I would not stoop so low as to call myself a journalist. We react to the news. We react to commentary. We react to opinion. We even react to speculation, conspiracy. We react to it all. And I give you my honest assessment based on a lot of good quality information, having degrees in electrical engineering, computer science, and math, and having been doing this for quite some time, being a true critical thinker and a pragmatist. If you decide you want to go along the rabbit, you know, the follow the Easter eggs or the little bunny trail or what, the breadcrumbs, or go down the rabbit hole with me, come with me. Because see, what you're going to find is it's all very sane. It has no agenda. All I care about is that you think for yourself. Everything we want you to do, everything we talk about here is for you to go determine what fits your life and what you're thinking. And here's the thing. You should never discount your own thoughts. Don't do it. You're a lot smarter than people want to give you credit for. So we honor and value that, which is why I will tell you, I'm not going to stoop to giving you news. I'll report on what's out there. You don't even know what news is. Oh, Kevin, it's from Reuters. Really? Since when has Reuters been the purveyor of all things truthful? I learned in the New York Times. That's all you need to hear before you start thinking to yourself, fake news, Washington Post. There isn't any news. There's very little news out there. The only thing that you can do is you can take in all this input and discern the truth. And that's what we do. And so I can give you some truths. Donald Trump won the last election. Guarantee you that is a fact. Now, others out there will say, Kevin, that's speculation. That's opinion. That's your commentary. Maybe so. It is all those things. But if we got to the real truth, that would be the fact. Joe Biden didn't get 81 million votes. Period. Donald Trump should be president. Now, if you want to speculate on who's behind it and all that, and is Joe Biden really in charge, and was he the one? Now, I don't believe Joe Biden pulled the strings. Somebody above him did. That's pretty scary. Who is it? Don't know. Some of you believe it's Soros. I don't think Soros is that popular by himself. There are people who make far more. They can buy and sell Soros. He's a rich guy, but he's not the richest guy in the world. Bill Gates. I know Elon Musk, but I know he's on our side. Thank goodness we have one on our side. And you've got Jeff Bezos. I'll tell you this, most of Silicon Valley was against you. You put all those guys together and they certainly could team up against Elon Musk. Which begs the question, how does Elon Musk do so well? You want to know what it is? Great ideas and he executes. And he's fearless. He's a warrior. National Coming Out Day, Elon Musk didn't have to come out as a warrior, a pragmatist, a guy who supports common sense. Anyway, I want to talk about this vaccine for a bit, because I'm going to give you another truth. The Wu flu vaccine is dangerous. It's dangerous. And the information is intentionally being hidden from the public. Now, for those of you who've gotten the shot and you're okay, congratulations. I'm really happy that it worked out well for you. I would just caution you, keep an eye on your health. But let me tell you this, as far as the misinformation about this vaccine, it's beginning to change. See, people forced to get the death poke are doing exactly what it implies. They're dying. So much so that cover-ups are becoming impossible. Let me ask you this. Do you know of anybody who got the shot and at a relatively young age that said, you know what, I'm going to get it, and they died? Do you work at a company where you went to work and they go, oh, you know, Bill died? And they go, what? Bill died? Well, he was only 48. Yeah, they don't know what killed him. Let me tell you what killed Bill. It wasn't Uma Thurman. It was that vaccine. And here's what I'd like you to do. If you know of a company, like you say, yeah, Kevin, I work at Blankety, but I work at a company, they forced the vaccine, they forced it, and three people died. I'd love to hear about it. I mean, I don't want to hear about it in a morbid sense. I'm not that, hey, I'd love to hear about it. We love talking about death over here, baby. And it's not like that. I want you to tell me. Because, see, I'm going to predict something. I'm going to predict that everywhere they force people to get this shot, people are going to start dying, and you're not going to hear about it. So I want you to be proactive and say, what? Because I had a friend who called me and says, man, Kevin, I had two friends that are in their 50s who died, and nobody wants to talk about why. And my buddy speculates it's because they're lefties. They got the shot. The guys died, and nobody wants to admit it. Make them own their scandals, these leftists. We recently highlighted Jessica Berg, a woman forced to get vaccinated because she wanted to participate in the activities at school with her children. So the school mandated all these parents that want to come up and be parents and influence other kids with good parenting. get the stupid shot. And this 37-year-old beautiful woman, white girl gone, anti-vaxxer for the Wu flu, not for other stuff, she reluctantly got the shot, and she died immediately. No question about it, it was the shot. And I saw the news coverage, and they were, well, we've got to crack some eggs and all that. But let me tell you, hardly any news coverage about this woman. It's like Kate Steinle when she got shot by the illegal. That got a lot of coverage, but it didn't get a lot of mileage because we still got the border situation. Same thing's going to happen here unless we speak out. The lack of coverage for Berg absolutely pales in comparison to what may pose is a big public threat. Now, I don't want to overblow this threat, but it is a threat, and it's something that I thought about when the airlines started saying they wanted mandatory vaccinations. Now, I didn't get the audio of this, but I do want to tell you guys, you need to go listen to Stu Peters as he interviews Dr. Jane Ruby. She appeared on his show, and she revealed documents of a potential cover-up of the information that I'm talking about here. And I Googled it. I Googled Delta pilot dies. And I could only find the reference that she makes about this story. And she says that a pilot who was flying a Delta aircraft and took the shot died in midair. And the co-pilot, who, by the way, is a trained pilot, had to land the plane. Now, I did a bit of research on this because here's the thing. You know that this happens. There's a reason why they have two pilots, probably because somebody was flying a plane and they went, oh, shoot, the pilot died. And they went, can anybody fly the plane? You know, and somebody had to land it. So they put two pilots on there for a reason. These are complicated machines. And I'll get more into that in just a bit. So I did research. And they said seven pilots have died in flight in the last 23 years. Seven pilots. Now, let me just tell you right now, total BS. More than that have died. It is a cover-up. And when we come back, I'm going to talk a lot more about it. You'll be intrigued.
Jackson Radio Show.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
We know that the 1% globalist elites have hijacked and subverted the U.S. economy, culture, and government. The battle to take America back begins with Scott McKay, the Patriot Street Fighter, and his Advancing the Fork in Line tour. Now here's Scott.
Hi, this is Scott McKay, better known as Patriot Street Fighter, the high-octane, full-throttle truth hammer, and I'm bringing the Advancing the Fork in Line tour to a city near you. I and a host of other speakers will be on stage with an arsenal of issues from health rights, human rights, and the freedom given to us by the founding fathers who drafted the Constitution for the United States of America. This is a ticketed event, and you can get tickets at PatriotStreetFighter.com. I'm looking forward to personally seeing many of you there.
The Patriot Street Fighter Advancing the Fork in Line Tour tickets can be purchased at PatriotStreetFighter.com. For tour dates and information, or to purchase your tickets, go to PatriotStreetFighter.com. That's PatriotStreetFighter.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg. Without providing any specific proof, the White House expects inflation to start coming back down. Press Secretary Jen Psaki saying economic challenges were expected coming out of the COVID pandemic. Psaki, when pressed about the upcoming holiday shopping season, says the Biden administration is pulling every lever at their disposal to reduce supply chain bottlenecks. The House Veterans Affairs Committee held a hearing on domestic violent extremist groups and the recruitment of veterans today. Ranking member Congressman Mike Bost says it's every veteran's right to have an opinion, even one I find radical, but not to harm others.
If that opinion is acted on with violence, it is another thing altogether. Violence cannot be tolerated.
And you're listening to USA Radio News. Secretary of the Department of Health and Human Services, Javier Becerra, says it's time to think more about the food we eat, including how much salt is in it.
It's time for us to do much better at knowing what we're doing when it comes to the food we consume. That means thinking about the food we eat, or better put, the food we don't.
The secretary, joining other health officials on a conference call Wednesday, HHS notes salt has long been linked to high blood pressure, which is a leading cause of heart attacks and strokes. The FDA is recalling some of Tuffy's pet food cans due to high levels of vitamin D. Roughly 1,600 cases of Pure Vita Salomon entree dog food are believed to be affected. The cans of dog food were sold in stores across the country in a Tetra Pak carton. Customers are advised to return the product to the store where they purchased it for a full refund. This is USA Radio News.
Has to end here.
Actually, it's just gotten started.
No! This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
You see the video of that lady? She's a cook. She's a YouTube star. She's a cook. You know, a chef or whatever. She's making food in her kitchen. She's taking this Wu Flu shot. And she literally drops dead on camera. Young woman! Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson, you're listening to the KevinJacksonNetwork.com, 844-551-8255. So we're talking about a story about a Delta pilot who died in midair, and another pilot, the co-pilot, they call him the first officer. He was the co-pilot, the first officer, and the pilot, the guy who's the chiefly responsible for the cockpit, he takes over and lands the plane. But nobody's talking about it. Because they don't want you to know that a guy in a critical position died. What if both of those guys had died? Forced vaccinations. So I'm telling you guys, monitor this stuff. Don't take it for granted. So I did research, I was saying before the break. Seven pilots, this is what was reported on the FAA's website. Seven pilots have died in flight in the last 23 years. It's BS. Now this is the eighth. If indeed this is the case, I couldn't find anything else on it. I saw this on Stu Peters' show. But here's what I will tell you. The last in-flight death that I could find was with American Airlines, and they posted audio about it. And you could hear the cockpit saying, we've got an emergency here, Bravo 1, and, you know, probably could figure out what the lingo is from it, but I don't need to play it. But American Airlines CEO at the time, Doug Parker, released a statement to employees saying one of its pilots died in flight. William Mike Grubbs, 58-year-old Dallas-based pilot, died while the American flight 1353 was on approach to Albuquerque, New Mexico from DFW. Now, airlines plan for these possibilities, which is why there are two pilots per aircraft generally, and on international flights, there'll be three. So, if a Delta pilot indeed died in flight, why the media silence? It's happened before. It's not common, but it's not like it's a freak of nature. People die. Who knows? I invited Harry Alford, who president of the National Black Chamber. He was supposed to come to my event in Kansas when I was getting my fellowship. And Harry, if he'd gotten on the flight, would have died. The pressurization would have killed him. His doctor, somebody said, you don't look good. He went to see his doctor. She said, had you gotten on that flight, you would have come off that flight dead. It happens. People have died on flights. And pilots do too. So let's examine what it takes to fly a commercial jet. This is what a pilot wrote. And this information comes from him, and he's speaking on the death of a pilot who was flying to Syracuse when the co-pilot, the first officer, was forced to land the plane. And he was upset because he says, we're co-pilots, but we're pilots. And he says, here's what he writes. There are always at least two qualified pilots on board a commercial flight, a captain and first officer, both of whom are able to operate the aircraft in all regimes of flight, in good weather and bad. The first officer is known colloquially as the co-pilot, but he or she is not an apprentice or a helping hand. Co-pilot lands jet in Syracuse. He says that is hardly unusual. First officers perform just as many takeoffs and landings as captains do. I land my jet all the time, and never once has the New York Times been there to cover it. He says the Times story also states if the captain of an airliner has become incapacitated, the first officer is expected to take control of the aircraft. Well, I should hope so. He says, and he or she would know exactly what to do. First officers are routinely at the controls of the aircraft. The reason for requiring two or more pilots is not because of scenarios like this one. Now understand, again, this plane had to land because the pilot died in flight, and the co-pilot, the aka first officer, had to take over for the captain, and he or she is a qualified pilot and landed the plane. Everybody's like, oh, it's such a big deal. Oh my gosh, he landed the plane. That was what he was supposed to do. So he goes on, he says, commercial flying has always been a team effort. And this part's what I want you to pay attention to, because this is where it gets a little scary. He says, the main reason for having two pilots is because of the business of flying a plane is difficult and often complicated. Contrary to what everyone seems to think, planes do not fly themselves. And even a two-pilot cockpit often becomes a surprisingly busy place. Now, I add to this, the movies make it look easy. I remember watching Executive Decision, and who was it? Kurt Russell played the guy. He was getting his pilot's license, and he has to land a big Boeing jet that was taken over by hostages, and of course, they talk him down. I don't know about you. If you have to talk me down in an aircraft, we're probably going to crash, and we're probably going to die. Now, you've seen autopilot use. The plane will, you know, it's an autopilot. And the majority of the time, the plane is flying in autopilot. But there are instances where you absolutely want professionals. I'm going to give you two. Takeoff and especially landing. You don't want a rookie. You don't want autopilot. You want somebody who knows what to do. And having flown in some pretty harrowing situations where the pilot bailed us out, I tell you, I'm glad it wasn't a computer. I'm glad it was a person that recognized, oh, that was wind shear, or that was, you know, wind, you know, whatever. Whatever the gust is that, you know, hits you front on, or whatever the circumstances are. Or, you know, dropping out of the jet stream. I had a plane drop like 5,000 feet in a matter of seconds. And, you know, your stomach was up in your throat. And, you know, have you ever had one take off? And the pilot has to kind of pull out of it. Yeah, I've been in some scary stuff. You fly enough, and you find yourself in some scary situations. And let me tell you, there have been many people in worse situations than me, even though the one that rattled me the most was when I was flying through tornadoes in Texas. Oh, my gosh. Pilot had to do two touch and goes before he landed. And when he landed, we cheered. The entire plane cheered. Because, man, we were like, get us down. Anyway, he continues. He says, for the co-pilot in Syracuse, I can imagine it was a bit disorienting to have found oneself alone at the controls. Putting aside the trauma of a person sitting next to you suddenly dying, there's a familiar choreography to a normal two-pilot operation. And the absence of the captain would have thrown off the choreography and substantially increased the co-pilot's workload. Now, again, I go back to what I said before, where these guys are, you know, we've got a Chinese group that's infiltrated us with their bioweapon. We're now putting it in all phases of society, including our military. We got it with teachers. We got it with people operating heavy equipment. We got it with people in our food service industry, etc. And we seem to dismiss the idea that this is a Chinese bioweapon. And now we got pilots who are, if this is the case with Delta, and don't be, look, I'm going to tell you, I believe it. I believe this Delta pilot died in air. I don't believe he's going to be the only one. And I also believe that if you start looking at companies and that mandated the shot, or if they dare give you the data of the people who took the shot, you're going to find out at your company when they say, oh, you know, what are the flowers for? Well, that was for Tina. What happened to Tina? Oh, you know, she just, you know, she passed away. You know, nobody knew. Was she sick? No. Well, can somebody tell us what it is? Nope, can't mention it. Wink, wink, woo-foo. So he goes on, he talks about this pilot. He says, the remaining pilot might ask for assistance from an off-duty colleague in a cabin or even from a flight attendant. But he says, while it's not a necessity, it's a good idea to have a second person to help with radio communications, the reading of checklists, the manipulations of certain controls or switches, deploying landing gear, setting straps. However, while the workload might be higher and the routines out of sync, the tasks themselves, including the landing, are nothing the average co-pilot hasn't executed thousands of times in the course of a career. But he wants you to make it clear, it's not easy, and certainly not as easy as pilots make it seem. So he mentions a couple of other in-air deaths. And he says, reportage on the latest incident isn't quite as bad as it was in 2013 after the 63-year-old captain of a United Airlines flight suffered a heart attack en route to Seattle. One prominent media outlet urged calm, reminding readers that co-pilots, like captains, are in fact trained pilots. You don't say, he writes. So he's making a play to say there are two qualified pilots on the plane. Great. But they're both vaccinated. And if one of them dies, you see what has to happen. I mean, the other pilot's going to land the plane. But God forbid you lose them both. Now, I'm not sounding alarm bells because, as I said, these things are rare. But these deaths do happen. And what we should be asking ourselves is, how many more of these will occur? If they didn't tell you about this Delta pilot, what else are they not telling you? How many more are going to die due to mandates that came from one guy, Joey Demento? More when we come back.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Do you owe the IRS $10,000 or more in back taxes? Are you being audited or investigated? Has the IRS sent you a letter demanding payment? You may not owe what they claim. Make this free call to the Tax Doctor now. Let them negotiate with the IRS on your behalf.
800-234-0316. 800-234-0316. That's 800-234-0316.
$1 a day, if any covered appliance breaks in your home, we guarantee to fix or replace it. All makes and models, washers, dryers, refrigerators, air conditioners, and more. Guaranteed to be fixed or replaced for $1 a day. Call the Home Service Club now for free information.
800-413-2816. 800-413-2816. 800-413-2816. That's 800-413-2816.
What better gift to give your loved ones than the gift of good health? And where better to buy those good health gifts than sunny-bay.com? Hey, it's great that you're hearing this message now, because buying your holiday gifts from Sunny Bay early will save you money. And that's just one reason why Sunny Bay is in business and has been for over 15 years, helping you with fashionable and useful products for better health. See our unique and quality made travel pillows, or our unique neck and body wraps that help immediate pain relief and deep muscle relaxation. Come in a wide variety of uses. Apply hot or cold therapy, and are all made in the USA. See our great selection, affordable prices, and wonderful health products at sunny-bay.com. And remember, order early when our stock is high and shipping is fast. Just click sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com. And happy holidays from Sunny Bay.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least 4 times per day and inject insulin at least 3 times per day, or use an insulin pump and have private insurance or Medicare, you might be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. That's 800-880-1896.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com. And an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Now, with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show
on Kevino Jacksones.
So I mentioned there were 7 people, according to the FAA, and I'm presuming these are Americans, of pilots who have died in the air during a flight. 7, and let me give you the exact number. 7 deaths, it says, for U.S. Airlines, and 1 charter pilot had died during flights since 1994, according to the FAA. A 2005 study in Flight Safety Digest of pilot incapacitation from 1993 to 1998 found 50 health incidents involving airline pilots. Now, in this next story, and this came up a while back during the time of the selling of COVID, a.k.a. the Wu flu. And here's what it read. Reports of dead pilots are currently causing a stir. Four pilots of British Airlines, British Airways, have recently died within a very short time. There are also reports of this kind from India. This gives food for thought insofar as this professional group has to undergo regular, meticulous examinations of the state of health. Over the age of 35, a pilot has to get, you know, MRIs and EKGs and all kinds of stuff. And only those that are in the best of health can fly. So what happened? And many fear that the Wu flu vaccinations played a role in the deaths. Now, British Airways kept a low profile, but then it denied anything at all involving these people's deaths. So I went to factcheck.org because I wanted more answers. And I wanted to see what the fact checker said. And I should show you this graphic. If we were doing this on TV, I'd show you. So I'm going to read it to you. Unsubstantiated claims follow the deaths of British and Indian airline pilots. Four pilots dead in 1 week, but airline obfuscates on, and that's where it stops. Snopes. No, four British Airway pilots did not die from COVID-19 vac. Next one. Emergency landing required due to sudden in-flight death. Stopped. That was the one that we just talked about. Okay. Next one. British Airways says its four pilots did not die from COVID. By the way, this was June 21st. 2021, that came from airlive.net. PolitiFact, social media posts falsely link British Airway pilot deaths. So those are the things that come up when you Google pilot debt, British airline pilot deaths. So now I want to go back. I'm going to read the one that's from factcheck.org. This is the biggest amount of drivel you ever heard in your life. By the way, Kevin Jackson, to you're listening to the KevinJacksonNetwork.com. From Fact Check, the COVID-19 pandemic severely affected the aviation industry on a global scale, massive layoffs, unexpected deaths among employees. International Air Travel Association categorized this year worst in history for air travel demand, global passenger traffic declining 66% compared with 2019. So this is in 2020. In April of 2020, British Airways announced plans to lay off 12,000 jobs due to the pandemic, more than a quarter of the company's jobs. In recent months, British Airways also suffered the death of four pilots. The loss of the British pilots and pilots' deaths in other countries sparked a burst of unsubstantiated claims about the cause of the deaths on social media. And here's what they go on to say. Four British Airway pilots have died of the COVID vaccine in the past several days, read a post on Facebook. Another Facebook post repeated a similar false claim about the pilots dying in the same week just after getting the second vaccine dose. A post on Instagram read, four British Airways pilots dead, one Delta pilot dead, Canadian pilot unconscious on runway, all in 1 week. What do they all have in common? A needle emoji and safe travels. But it's not true that all the British pilots died in the same week. There is no evidence the pilots died after getting the COVID-19 vaccine. Keep in mind, this is Fact Check telling you this. So here's what they, I just want you, as you hear me read this, I want you to tell me where's their evidence against it, okay? But here's what they go on to say. In response to the claims, British Airways tweeted on June 17th, sadly, four members of our pilot community passed away recently. Our thoughts are with their families and friends. However, there is no truth whatsoever in claims on social media speculating that the four deaths are linked. Now, let's understand the facts in play. Yes, four pilots died in roughly the same period. And understand that British Airways had mandated vaccines during said period. But now they're saying, nope, there's no link. Do you think that people might go, wait a minute, four relatively healthy people, because they're pilots, all are forced to take a shot and all die within days of each other? And you could be complicit having forced them to take the shot, and you issue a statement that says, no, there's nothing that links these guys. So here's what they say. Captain Nicholas Sinnott died in early June following a long battle with COVID-19. Senior First Officer Edward Bryce Bennett was declared dead on June 2nd after being found unconscious on a mountain bike trail. According to news reports, Snopes confirmed the death of Senior First Officer Grant Mercer, who passed away on May 4th, and a person with knowledge of the circumstances of his death said it had no connection with the COVID-19 vaccination. Now, he got the shot, but it didn't have anything to do with it. And the fourth pilot was not identified by the airline or in media reports. Now, those are the circumstances around each person. So number one, let's begin. Let's go backwards. The fourth pilot, we don't even know who he is. They won't even bring him up. The third pilot, we've got secondhand information. A person of knowledge of the circumstances said it had nothing to do with the vaccine that he just took, even though he was a healthy dude that could fly planes. So it wasn't him. And that was confirmed by Snopes. And the other guy was found unconscious on a bike trail. I'm sure here's a guy, a fit pilot, out doing something fitness related, and he just passed away. It couldn't have been from a blood clot or his heart enlarging. Let's just be truthful here. We know it couldn't have been that. And then, of course, the last guy had a long battle with COVID, but he did get the shot, right? A British Air spokesperson told Reuters that none of the deaths were linked to the vaccines. British Airlines hasn't said if the pilots were vaccinated. We could find no public mention that they received a first or second vaccine dose. So what they're saying is, because we have this lack of information, we have to determine that this is a lie. Oh, but we do know that they've alluded to these guys being vaccinated. But then they go on to say this. Yet the claim keeps spreading, adding more unfounded details in a baseless claim that five Indian, scrolled up too far, pilots died after receiving COVID-19 vaccines. Now, here's this one. Five vaxxed British Airways pilots just died in a week from heart attacks and internal bleeding. A sixth has severe blood clots that have disqualified him from flying. Five commercial pilots in India just died after being vaxxed in May. Now, here's what they go on to use as their evidence. I want you to understand what's going on here, people. Here's what Fact Check said. As we've reported, there is no evidence of an added risk of blood clots for vaccinated air travelers as suggested in the Instagram post. Now, what have you been hearing about with these vaccines? Did you say blood clots? Because if you did, you get the prize. They go on. A second wave of the pandemic, which started in mid-March and peaked in May, affected millions and killed tens of thousands across India, hitting at a time when the country was experiencing a vaccine shortage. So now they want to shift gears. It wasn't the vaccine that killed them. It was the fact that they didn't have it. So they said, as of June 29th, India had one of the lowest vaccination rates, with only 19.05% of the population receiving at least one dose. Pilots and air crew were essential in the efforts to contain the outbreak by evacuating some citizens and delivering essential items such as oxygen tanks and ventilators. Unfortunately, they were put at risk with the frequent traveling. Many of the crew, they said, were diagnosed with COVID and are struggling to get oxygen cylinders. We're left to fend for ourselves for hospitalization. But what they don't want to tell you is that these guys were required to get vaccinated. They got vaccinated and they died. But they want you to believe that they didn't get theirs. Of the 19.05% of the people who got the vaccination, it wasn't the ones who were supposedly needing it the most or flying people around, etc. This is the fact check part of the organization. There is not a single fact that they use to refute anything that anybody else said. And I will bet you money that the people who reported that this person died of heart inflammation, this person died of blood clots, I will bet you money they did more to find out the truth than anybody associated with that drivel that I read to you.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Putting an end to identity politics.
And now, something completely different.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.